Unless it's in like deli meat form.
Have you ever had it with like the Cajun stuff injected into it?
Yes, like the deli meat version of it, you mean?
Or? No, the deep fried turkey.
Yeah, they fry it and then they do the Cajun stuff, and like Walmart has it to where you can buy it as deli meat, like, and they'll slice it up for you.
Oh yeah. Cajun style turkey?
Yes. Some of the Publixes do too, not all of them, but I know some of them do, and I've like rarely seen it at Winn-Dixie, but like it's mainly at
Walmart. I don't go to Winn-Dixie, it's gross.
Yeah. Well, I go there for soda because their soda deals are like out of the world.
Is it like Winn-Dixie brand though?
Yeah.
Like, it's like Mountain Splash?
Yeah, Dr. Check. Check soda. You know what their brand name is, right?
We were talking about this, I think, the last time you were on, but I can't remember what it was.
Deep South.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some Deep South gravy.
Oh, so is it like Deep South Cola?
No, that's Czech, right? But that's their brand name. Like, Czech's the name of their soda.
So it's like Deep South Peas?
Yeah. Like,
Deep South Peas and Carrots.
Deep South Chicken Noodle Soup.
That's weird. That's a weird name.
Yeah. They're phasing it out and replaced with Czech, though. And I was like, no, that's so funny.
Czech Peas. That's like Czechoslovakian peas.
Yeah. Oh, you know that movie that's coming out with that dude Borat, you know, with the guy who plays Ollie G or whatever. You know how he's from like Kazakhstan and that? Apparently that's a real country.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was a real country until this weekend. I was watching Best Week Ever, and apparently Kazakhstan's putting a bunch of ads out in Time Magazine. Like, they're like, no, Kazakhstan's not, like, completely funded by prostitution. And, like, we don't... Gay men don't have to wear blue hats. Like, that was one of the things he said, was that all the women in the country are prostitutes, and all the gay men have to wear blue hats.
Oh. I don't have a blue hat. I'd be in trouble.
You don't have a blue... I thought I saw a hat over there.
Oh, it was blue.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
What the hell?
But it had a letter A on it. Like, a, you know, like the scarlet letter.
I don't think he stipulated that it couldn't
the scarlet letter.
Have an A on it.
We're recording.
Yeah, I figured we were.
So you're listening to episode 57 of Foul Monkeys. You're hearing Ryan and I talk before the recording.
Intro. Intro action.
Have you seen the is it Geico commercial where they have the customer and then they have like the famous person speaking for them? Is that Geico?
Yeah.
Have you seen the one where they have the movie guy?
Yeah. He's like in a world where their cars were totally underwater,
a new wind came by.
A new wind was about to blow.
Yeah.
Man, if I had that like accent down, you know, I would fucking hit on chicks.
You have a lot of accents, times. Though.
Yeah, but like none of them are real good. Like they're all like mediocre.
So. I don't know. Arnold is pretty real.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do an Arnold impression. I just happen to know the man.
Oh, okay. You invite him over.
Yeah, I mean, he comes over, you know.
He chills, he hangs.
We're tight.
Talking about his Hummer.
His Hummers and shit. All his Hummers he's got. The man loves Hummers.
I have to go back and listen to the episode when he visited us.
I actually just did the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, you finally listened to one,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I've been listening to the episodes.
The ones you're in?
No, I've listened to all of them, not just the urine episodes. You said yeah. urine. I didn't say urine, okay?
So what you was started the, who the was the last person that was on the show?
No, I haven't gotten that far yet. I started at day one.
And and you're like at
I'm building my way
five
back
now?
Up. Yeah, I'm at like six, I think. Mm. That was like two, because we were, because me and Misty came in on four.
Mm-hmm.
And then
where's Misty been?
She is like hardcore working. Like she's got a job now, and she's like working her ass off at Hollywood Video. But she works like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's like the most bestest days to like
hang out
and do shit. And
the
she's
most
like,
bestest.
Yes, the most bestest.
But she has Sunday off, so she can come over and record.
Yeah, she does. Well, we usually have steak day on Sunday.
Oh.
And steak day.
Is that every Sunday?
Most of the time, yeah. Every Sunday we can.
Oh. What if you don't like steak? Can you bring chicken?
Yeah. We had a chick bring chicken.
What if you're a vegetarian? Can you bring, like,
you can make some mushrooms? Fucking mixed green salad. All right?
Spring mix.
Like, here's some motherfucking carrots, okay?
But you don't eat salad, do you? Do you eat
me?
Salad?
I eat salad, yeah.
I thought you didn't eat green stuff or something like that.
No, I'll tear up.
I won't eat any spinach.
I don't like crazy salad. Oh, speaking of spinach, you know that whole E. coli right. spinach thing? Started by a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I found out about that, and I was like, oh, man, pigs are fucking stupid. They should have known I don't eat spinach. They can't, kill me with E. coli.
But they were thinking they were going to kill off all the people, like, in California first, because, you know, they're all...
Yeah.
They're all vegetarians and shit.
That would be funny if all the vegetarians
except
died.
Except everyone in California died except for Arnold.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know where everyone is. I've been driving my home around. There's cars crashed everywhere. It's like the machines have taken over.
Wow, he was like instantly here. That's great. Yeah, I called him on my cell
phone. Oh, okay. That was recorded?
Pre-recorded? That's his answering machine.
I don't know where everyone is. Leave a message.
It's the end.
It's the end of days. Satan is here and I must fight the devil.
I want to watch Total Recall. I haven't seen that in such a long time. Yeah, that's like epic cinema right there. That is classic.
Well, what I was telling you, the Clash of the Titans.
Yeah,
you have to watch that.
I haven't seen that. I'm definitely. Gonna
You've
have to
never.
Check that out.
I can't believe.
Never even. I didn't even heard of it.
I was so scared when I was a kid, but when I watched it, like when I was 18 or 19, I was like, "What the fuck?" And that's like in '95, so special effects weren't even that great. Though,
yeah, because you know? Like in '95, like
you were like what, three?
No, I was like. 11.
Oh my god. That's crazy. So the last time you were here recording, you kind of barged in on Herb and I.
Oh yeah.
I was
Herb was like, that's gross. Ew.
Well, like after you guys left, Herb was like, I was like, I don't think Ryan even knew. And he's like, no, but she knew.
No, I could tell something was up.
I was sick, but I kind of looked all fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just like right afterwards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you called and I was like, fuck, shit.
Like, we're outside.
I know.
I was like, I can hear you.
What was that?
I think that was the air conditioner kicking
Yeah, out. I don't know what that sounds like because I haven't had it on in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. The what?
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. But I didn't know you could hear it that well in the speakers.
Oh, I can't really hear it.
I can. I guess my headphones are better than your headphones.
Yeah, probably. Like, I'm like, what's the cheapest one that I could actually...
What brand are they?
They're, I don't know. What does it say?
Oh.
Damn.
Kobe.
Like...
Sony. With a C and a B and
they're like, well, consonant O, consonant Y, whatever.
Psh. It's all the same. So what have you been up to?
Not much. Going to school.
To be smart and stuff?
No, definitely not. to have a piece of paper that says I'm smart.
I get that piece of paper, like, I graduate, well, I actually finished already, and I'm like, it's already posted, but I'm not going to get to graduate until December 15th, but I'm not going to be here. It's going to be in Phoenix.
In Phoenix?
Yeah. Word. Going to see her.
Oh.
Yeah. And... Okay, you should have seen his face. I'm going to have to take a picture of you doing that.
Okay.
And then, actually, I won't get the actual diploma until the middle of February.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Like, this next February, right?
Yeah, like the actual paper.
Okay. I was like, already say, have my... like, February.
Oh, I shouldn't say diploma. I should say degree.
Yeah, it's a degree. It's a diploma of...
associates in arts.
Yeah. Now you're an associate.
But yeah, I'm going back. I have to take... Did you take Spanish in high school?
No, I'm going to have to...
We should totally take Spanish together.
That is going to suck.
I have to take Spanish 1 and Spanish 2.
I haven't taken...
Did you take French?
Languages. I didn't take any languages.
I thought you had to have a language in high school.
Not at our high school. Dude, like, when we started high school... You're lucky to know English. School, yeah, like, I'm the most goodest at everything I do, especially...
I'm the bestest.
English rating, all them papers and whatnot.
Well, I wonder if you have to have a foreign language to graduate now.
I don't know.
You did, but...
Yeah, no, what I've always heard is that most four-year universities won't accept you unless you've had 2 years of a language.
Well, that's why you go to community college and then go.
Yeah. Well, no, you go to community college if you're broke like me.
Right. And your parents don't give a crap.
Yeah, they're like, fucking...
Go work in a factory.
I'll get your books. Like,
$60. And then when it's book time, they're like, sorry.
Can I give you that to you in installments?
Right.
Of, like, maybe some pizza that I bring over.
Go around the corner of Wabash. You're just going to have to earn that money that way. I can see you on the corner of Wabash now.
Do they know about Wabash?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that's probably...
Wabash trash?
Yeah.
I wonder if everyone has a Wabash Avenue.
I don't know. Because, you know, there's, like, a lot of roads that, like, every city has. There's, like, Martin Luther King. Every city has Martin Luther
Memorial.
King. Memorial. Like... I swear to God, like, Picayune, Mississippi has a Martin Luther King.
Every Martin Luther King street I have ever been on was not a street that I should be on.
Oh, that reminds me of a story. I recently went to Georgia because we wanted to drink a 40 and smoke in a restaurant. Because for those of you who don't live in Florida, you can't smoke in a restaurant
here. And there are no 40s.
And the biggest size of a bottle of beer you can buy is a 32 ounce. So, you know, we say quarts instead of 40s. So we went to Georgia, to ride a train. Which
Where'd you go to?
Savannah. We went to Savannah.
Oh, that's nice there.
Yeah, because it's like right in. Too.
Right.
So you didn't have to go too far.
I thought you went to Valdosta.
Why would you assume I went to
that's just like right
city?
Across the line.
Oh, no. We have a friend that goes to SCAD. Like Savannah College of Art and Design, and
that's way too close to SCAD.
It was the whole time I was there. They have like the SCAD security, and I was like, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 boop.
I meant SCAD as in like eating shit.
I'm the SCAD man.
Okay. We get it.
Perfect rendition. But yeah, so when we went up there, I didn't bring anything but the clothes I was wearing. I was like, motherfucker, I'll sleep on the street if I have to. Ooh. I'm going to Georgia, you know, and we didn't want to spend a lot of money. So we get off the train.
Who's we? Oh, you guys took a train up there?
Yeah, we took a train because we had never ridden a train before. And I will say that a train is all right if you're not going very far and you have a lot of things with you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've only brought, like, say, clothes, then
you didn't bring
you're
going to
be
Nintendo thing?
Fucking bored. I didn't think about it. I don't know. I think I'm mentally challenged or something. But, like, yeah, so it was...
How much was the trip up there?
It was a total of 95 round trip.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's pretty inexpensive, so that's another reason
why. And y'all left from Lakeland?
Yeah, left from Lakeland to Savannah. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, we actually went from Savannah to Orlando, and the train was kept going south instead of going to Lakeland. So they had a bus service take us to the train station, and then the bus broke down.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
So, like, in Lakeland. Like,
oh, fuck. You should have just had someone call
pick you up. Yeah, we did. It was, like, 2 miles from the train station. We're like, fuck this. Call your brother, Wagner. Call him right now and tell him to come get us.
Was it, like, a Greyhound?
It was like those. It was,
go away from kinda, go.
I don't know. Like the ones with the captain's chairs almost, uh-huh. But without the arms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But when we got off the train in Savannah, we decided we'll just start walking. You know, we'll find what we find because we were on an adventure. And so we start walking. We're like in a highly wooded area. There's like very, like buildings every like almost like a... probably every like 500 feet or so. It's a little spread out, you know. Mm. And I was mentioning how funny it would be, considering that I was wearing my normal garb, which is my regular clothes and then my bathrobe that I was just walking around in. Wagner was wearing I think some overalls. And she had a bag that she brought with her and put a stick through it and was holding it like that. And Fur was like wearing a science t-shirt and then like a backpack, you know, and looking kind of goofy. But I was like, how funny would it be if we like walked into the ghetto looking like this? And sure enough, the first place we walked into was the ghetto. Yeah, it was so funny. Like this one dude came up to us. He's like, hey, where are you people going? Where are you going? And we're like... we're just trying to get into town. And he's like, I'm not going to fuck with you tonight. We're like, thank you.
Well, like 3 weekends ago, my friend James, American Bad Bear, you probably heard some shows with him on it. We went up to Bear Bust, you know, where all the fat people are. The fat guys, you know. And we were on OBT, which is known for like prostitution and drugs. And that's, of course, where the gay bars are.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were on our way home. We stopped at this this convenience store, right? So we go in and get our shit, and we're walking out, and this guy walks up to us, and he's like, are y'all high? We're like, no. He's like, you want to get high? And he like holds up this little bag, and he's like... And I was so nice. I was like, no, thank you. But I was like, oh my God, we're totally going to get robbed here or something. But nice. I don't understand why I like... every like gay establishment or gay bar or anything is, I don't know why it's in like a bad section of town.
I don't know.
Like, you know, here in Lakeland over on Main Street, like the Pulse.
Oh yeah, the Pulse.
That's kind of in the dark area.
The Pulse, it looks so shady. Like,
it's no bigger than my apartment.
No, I've been in there one time.
Oh, you went?
Yeah. Well, my friend... my ex-girlfriend, who's a lesbian.
Oh, a lesbian? Yeah.
Well, she actually is, like, with a lady now, which I'm happy for. Because she was looking really hard for a lady, and it just wasn't working out. She kept ending up with guys and stuff like that, so. But she is actually with a lady now, but she, when we were going out, like.
You went there to pick up chicks?
No, I didn't go there to pick up chicks. I just went there because she was going there. I was like, what's going on?
I'm straight.
Hey. Puff my chest out. Hey, what's up?
Well, they like that, probably. Oh, what's that noise? Your phone. You know, the only person allowed to do cell phones is me.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, let me send a text message real quick. Let me send a text message to you, who I'm doing the show with.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Hold on. Now's the time of the show where we text message each other.
And then we have the listeners guess what we text each other. Guess who I had on the show last time? The one that just posted.
Who?
Allison Ormond.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. I haven't seen her in forever.
Yeah, she was funny. Well, not as funny as I think she could have been, because you know she's kind of like retarded. Well, not retarded, but like...
She does the
she's
whole ditzy. Airhead thing.
She's pretty good at it. Yeah. But the listeners just aren't feeling it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, she's not open enough.
Oh.
So they like my friend Samantha. I don't know if you've ever met her. She worked at GC, Ghetto Central Services. You probably don't know her. She's real country. Look, I'll show you her picture. She's on her website.
Oh, well, let's take a look.
Do you remember her?
No, I don't think so.
But she's been on the show before. And it was, she was cool.
So they like her.
They love her because she sounds like, she's really country.
Like,
and she sounds like Britney Spears.
So wait, that seems like it would be like the whole Kelly Pickler thing.
Almost exactly like
Kelly Pickler. Oh my God. That's almost weird.
But you know what? At your work, the new season of American Idol's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's starting January, so everybody at your work is going to be all crazy.
Oh, I don't.
Like, are you watching it?
I don't pay attention to it.
I didn't.
The only reason I was happy this season is because that Taylor Hicks dude won, and Fur was not happy. She's like, he's not an American Idol. I don't care what anyone says. And I'm like, if they pick him, they pick him for. And like, she's getting pissed off the whole time. And I'm like, God damn, I almost want to like text message in a before just to spite.
Well, apparently the Kelly Pickler girl, I guess she was on the same season as him.
Yeah.
It has the CD out before him.
She got voted off, so she's like, fuck, I'm making a CD.
Right. They all do.
I don't have anything else to do.
But I don't know any of them other than Carrie Underwood,
like her, and
Kelly Clarkson.
And what's his name?
Clay Aiken. Gagan. Gay Aiken.
I'm not gay, I'm just from South Carolina.
Wrong. That's not right. I'm not gay, I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Oh, whoops.
They all sound gay there. It's because they're all nice.
I've known people from North Carolina and like no accent whatsoever.
What?
Yeah, like some of my family lives in North Carolina. They don't even have an accent at all. But they're the part of the family that never talks to like the family, and they almost like they're like doing their own thing. I'm like, well, I'm fine, whatever. I don't even want to talk.
Well, maybe they just talk like themselves. They haven't got out to listen to an accent.
Maybe they're like weird hermit folks. You know, and I don't even know. I could definitely see some of my family being weird hermit folks, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see you.
Yeah, me being weird. Like, I'm you know.
Almost kind of resemble the guy that was sinning, or the Unabomber.
Yeah.
You almost resemble
him. Well, in a few minutes, like, whenever we're done, we can take a picture of me with the hoodie and the... And some sunglasses. Do you have any, like, aviator glasses? I think I have some in my car. I'll have to check, but...
I can send that cell phone picture you sent me, but you kind of look like Jim Morrison.
You can't hear my beard unless I go like this.
Oh, they might be able to hear that.
Yeah, that's beard.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is
That's
weird.
Awkward.
What do you...
That's his beard for his member.
Does the sound of my beard...
Turn you on.
They don't know. I could be doing anything.
You could like scratch your ass
hair. Yeah. I could have been just like rubbing some ass hair.
I don't. That's my elbow.
Yeah. No, Ricky's rubbing my ass now.
Fur would love that.
Yeah. It's not like she'll listen to the show.
Right, because she's uncool.
Yeah, she's totally not cool.
She doesn't like to be on this show, does she?
No, like she didn't like to talk. She's like Brandy.
She doesn't find like her humor.
That, and she does, you know, she's a lot like Brandy in the in talking
the
sense. The mute kind of way.
So, do you want to tell them about the idea that you have with mute Brandy?
Oh, yes. Today I came up with the idea that you and Brandy should wrestle on the show, like have a wrestling match, and that I should commentate. But then I realized I don't know any wrestling moves, so it would be incredibly difficult for me to explain to the listeners what's going on. Like, well, she's got his hand, like, it's up above him, and...
But he's laying on his side.
He doesn't look happy about it. He definitely doesn't look happy.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh, somebody got punched. Okay, it's done. Stop recording. Somebody's bleeding.
Yeah, and we pick up recording at the hospital.
Yeah, this is me live and from the hospital. You hear, beep, Lakeland beep, Regional beep. Medical Center.
Oh, don't take me there. I'll die.
You'll get hepatitis C. That place is more dangerous than Pamela Anderson's vagina.
My arm still hurts from my flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the smallest needle. It didn't even feel.
Is it because of the like chemicals or whatever they put in you?
No. Do you remember like when you were a kid and you got your shots and how it made your arm real sore?
I don't
remember. Or your ass. Sometimes you get your ass.
It's been a while since I got my shots. I probably don't have all my proper shots.
Oh, like me.
I probably have rabies or something. Yeah. That's what all this beard is going on.
Maybe, but if you shave it off, you'll get rabies. That's why it's so thick and long.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I have to. Wait.
Your beard.
Yeah. Oh, it's long as hell. Is it damn?
And thick.
And thick. God damn. I mean, this is the thickness and the longness.
Why don't you show the listeners? We'll take pictures.
That's all right.
No? That's all right? Yeah. Okay. Well, how are they supposed to believe you?
That's for a select audience.
Oh, and...
Appearing in theaters that are... Mainly
weird. Women.
Yeah.
Do you saw Jackass 2, right?
No, I haven't yet. I'm really upset because I really wanted to see it.
I saw it, and I laughed my ass off.
Was it good?
I laughed so hard. Good? There's some gross shit in it.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was funny as hell.
Yeah, most of Jackass I think is really funny, but then when they start doing the thing, remember where they did, we actually talked about it on the show before,
the paper cuts
on their lips and stuff, I was like, oh!
No, because we've already...
I never even had one, and that fucking hurt, like, my lips.
And they were doing their tongues and between their toes, then their dick, like, their the pistol.
And then the chode, and then that's when Misty misrepresented what the chode was.
What
Misty knows
that?
What a chode was. That was four.
Four? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that the farting one, too?
Yes, that is also the farting episode.
So, like, man, I've heard people listening to it, and they're like, I don't hear it. And then I'm like, no, listen the fart.
You have to, everything must be quiet around you, but then you hear it. And then from then on, you can always hear it.
Right.
Like, it's like a magic eye.
That was so funny.
Like, you have to cross your ears, and then step back, and then you hear it.
So, on this Jackass movie, the second one, we've already talked about this, so it's not, like, spoiling for anybody. But what they do is they get this mare,
mm-hmm.
and they get this horny stallion,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, have a mounter, but they put, like, a fake horse vagina on it,
mm-hmm.
and it, like, comes in this big baby bottle.
Yeah.
And they drink it.
Oh!
I didn't even look at it. I couldn't look.
Oh, no.
And how about this? Like, no. I saw it in the bottle, and it was, like, brown looking.
Oh!
It wasn't even the right color.
Oh!
Yeah, it kind of looked like a tan color. But it was, like...
That's...
Like, you know, beige. The baby bottle's, like, this big?
Yeah.
It was, like, full this much.
Oh, my God.
And they were, like...
Oh, my God.
And I was...
They were gargling with it? Oh, Jesus Christ.
And... I was with my friend James, I couldn't even watch it. Like, it makes my stomach hurt.
I couldn't. No.
And after we got out of the movie, he was talking to me about it, and I almost puked in my car.
Who pitched that idea? Like, who was like, fucking,
and then one of them
let's
said,
drink horse semen.
One of them said, if I do this, I get out of one other thing. I don't have
one?
To do
it. That would be like the next the rest 10 of the things. Show. Like, I don't have to do shit.
Right.
And that would be the first thing we would do, and I would not do anything.
Could you imagine?
Oh, no. Oh. No, I could not. Like, and you know, for me, it'd probably be all stuck in my beard.
Oh,
I'd have to be all sticky and shit. Did they say what it tasted like?
No. Well, one of them said, this is definitely semen.
I've had a lot of semens before, but this is most definitely a horse's semen.
It just didn't look right.
Yeah. Almost like the poop on that show we just watched. It was that Animal Planet show where it's like the dinosaurs and it's like supposed to be like if they were alive today and they have the
didn't
CGI.
They have a cartoon on that?
I don't know.
Lost World?
No, I don't think it was a cartoon. It was just like they did like... claymation stuff, I think, for the dinosaurs. I can't remember. It was a long time ago, but...
No, wasn't like Swiss Family Robinson. Yeah, no.
There was Land of the Lost, yeah.
But that was dinosaurs and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was dinosaurs. But this one's like, you know, if scientists could study living... Like, kind of like how, what's his name? Crocodile Hunter did, where he'd go out and like be like, this is a damn wallaby.
Before he got speared.
Yeah, before he got speared. But he'd be like, this is a damn wallaby. And then it's kind of like that. They'd Crikey. Be like, this is a damn...
Turd.
Chickasaura rockanakis.
No, what they did was like there was this huge like pile of
poop
on dinosaur the ground, poop. And he picked it up and he was like playing with it like a ball.
Yeah, but he had gloves on at first.
Uh-huh.
And then he's picking up the poop
and breaking it in half.
And handling it and showing it to people like, see, this is what the poop looks like.
And his hand is below the camera so you can't see his hands.
Yeah, and then he goes to take off his gloves and
with his,
puts it in his mouth and pulls the like by the fingers and pulls it out.
Well, he totally thought it was poop.
Yeah.
And like, then he sticks like his finger in it to feel the temperature.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fresh one. Ooh. Australians will put their fingers in anything.
Was he Australian?
I don't know. I don't think so. But they will.
But...
That's not a stereotype either. It's fact.
Yeah,
if you go to Australia, they'll put their fingers in you.
Is that a bad thing?
Do we have any Australian listeners?
No, but we do have one listener in the UK.
UK. Well, then he knows. He knows.
Oh, they're okay. Close enough, because yeah. That's where Australia is.
Yeah, but like, wasn't Australia a penal colony?
They were English.
For the English? I thought that's where they sent their prisoners was Australia.
Probably. Yeah. That's probably why they're all
crazy.
Yeah.
No rules, but just right, mate.
One of the people, well, he's not a listener, but he's on my live journal, and mm-hmm. he did an internship in teaching in Australia, and he said they're like the most racist people
really
ever there.
Wow.
He said, like, if you're black or Aborigine, you're like dead.
Damn.
And they're like homophobic and everything.
Damn.
Well, I know.
No rules except for be white and not gay. Hey, chip chip cheroo. Hey, didgeridoo, mate.
Didgeridoo. But yeah, I didn't expect that from that.
No, definitely not. Like, but so no nice. Rules just right. I mean, unfortunately, the only exposure to Australia I've had was Outback Steakhouse.
And the
But I'm sure that's a definite, like, accurate Close. Portrayal of
all
Australia.
The guys wear really tight jeans and they walk, you know, when they walk away from you
and then like, they're like they break out with blooming onions everywhere mm-hmm. they're like oh motherfucking blooming onion
and
buddy.
They don't even throw their boomerangs they just staple them to the
yeah,
wall
yeah no and yeah they staple them to the wall or use them to cut blooming onions
right
they're like let's make a blooming onion and a didgeridoo aye.
And they intentionally put all this nice silverware out in front of you so you could steal it from them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have so much Outback Steakhouse silverware in my house. Like, if an Outback Steakhouse representative came to my house, he'd be like, motherfucker. Like,
millions of dollars.
Their forks are humongous.
I know.
They are so great. Like, you don't need a knife because the fork is so mm-hmm. big. Like, I use that fork every time I eat waffles because I'm just like...
So you, it's like cutting it in half with just one...
Yeah, you just... just get some waffles.
Oh, I went to IHOP the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had their banana caramel French toast?
I don't get weird things there. IHOP, they're trying to become fancy. I don't know if they're doing this in other places, but I know that in Lakeland they're trying.
Uh-huh.
Like, especially the north side one, which... Honestly, if any place in Lakeland, the north side is... the least likely to be the fancy one. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, the like only the way it could be, like, worse is if they had an IHOP, like, in the Cumbie area. Just be like, hey, y'all got pancakes? Like, IHOP won't even go near the Cumbie area.
Y'all kill y'all's own pigs for your pork? I got something to sell.
Hey, y'all want some pigs? I got some pigs. Make That's, some sausage.
So what are they doing up there to make it look fancy?
They're like, okay, first of all, this was mind-boggling for me. Like, I'm there, I'm like a little drunk, you know, and I wanted some motherfucking cheese sticks. You know, cheese sticks. Just regular old cheese sticks.
Are they like triangle or something?
No. What the hell is that?
Someone outside.
Oh, okay. Damn. But I just wanted some cheese sticks, and I'm like, okay, I'll get some. I didn't even look at the menu. I was like, give me some cheese sticks, and they're like, oh, we don't have cheese sticks anymore. And I was like, you don't have cheese sticks? They're like, well, we have cheese straws, Italian cheese straws. And I was like, what the hell is a cheese straw? And she's like, well, it's like a cheese stick, but longer. I was like, can you take it and like maybe mush it down a little bit and make it into a stick?
Or cut it in fours.
Italian cheese straws, and they're like sprinkled with herbs and shit.
Oh.
No, I was like, that's not cool. Have you not seen them yet?
You should have went to the Waffle House.
I don't like Waffle House.
The Awful House.
I do not go to Waffle House. A, they don't take any kind of debit or credit, so you have to have cash. And B, I see bugs there all the time.
Well, I don't go there anymore because that's the last place I went before I got severe alcohol poisoning. I had to have my stomach pumped. And that's when I vomited it all in their bathroom. This is in Virginia, so it's okay to talk about. Yeah. And it was strawberry waffles that I threw up.
Oh, so it probably looks scary.
And
oh,
about, God. About like 28 shots of tequila vomit with it, too.
Yeah, that would have been like a magic rainbow of vomit.
I didn't even make it to the toilet. Like, as soon as I hit the door,
that's like, beautiful.
I actually hit the door, and it projected off the door onto the wall.
Oh. You're that person that when I'm going to the bathroom, like, I'm like, what the hell happened in here? Seriously.
Yeah, it like, was... Oh. Listen, anyone, you do not want your stomach pumped.
Did you have to have your stomach pumped?
Oh, I had a cough.
Damn.
And it hurts.
Really?
They stick this big thing in your mouth. Like,
are
this
you
big.
Awake?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do anything.
Yeah,
like,
they
like,
had
I
me
can
in
barely
there,
get
and
my
the doctor was
clean.
Like, open your mouth. I'm like, you know, because I was already pissed that I'm there.
Yeah.
Because my friends took me there. They wouldn't let me go home.
Were you like, pretty much fine at that point?
No, I was not. At all. Ugh. And because I just kept puking and puking and puking.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold anything down. So I, he said, open your mouth. And I was like, he said, if you don't open your fucking mouth, he cursed.
Oh my God.
If you don't open your fucking mouth, I'm sticking this tube through your fucking nose.
Oh
and
my
I was
God.
Like,
he was a doctor?
Mm-hmm. I was like, I shoved this thing down your throat like this big.
Oh my God.
It's like the biggest thing I ever had in my mouth.
Good God. Like, only that big?
But it went, like, all the way down.
Oh.
And I was, like, belching up charcoal for, like,
oh.
I'd brush my teeth, and all I'd see is, like,
black.
Like,
black specks and stuff. Yeah.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever get that drunk. That's why I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo anymore.
I've probably been that drunk, but we were just like, fuck it, he ain't going to the hospital. I don't have
I have never been that drunk before, and that's why I will never drink tequila in my life.
Yeah, I can't drink tequila.
I did so many.
I don't stop with tequila. Like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not
That's
drunk.
What happened to me. It was, we took, everyone brought a bottle of Jose Cuervo, and we had this huge bottle, like a Jose Cuervo bottle this big, and it had a pump on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody poured their tequila in it.
Oh, God.
And we were just doing shot after shot, and I did so many lick it, slam it, suck it. You put salt on your hand right here, mm-hmm. and you put the shot in this hand, so you go, and then put the lemon in your mouth.
Yeah, lime.
But I did so many, or lime. I did so many of them, my tongue was bleeding from being raw from the salt.
Oh my God.
And then I really couldn't feel my tongue because the tequila kind of numbed it. So
I'm just imagining,
I was
like,
confused.
What does my tongue look like? What does my tongue look like? I'm so fucked up. God, I'm so fucked up.
Okay, we're running kind of long.
Yeah, we are. What time is it?
It's like 40 minutes. It's only supposed to be 30 minutes.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
So you probably don't know what to say to end the show, do you?
I know. What do we
know? I didn't think so. I want to remind everyone to go to the website and leave comments at foulmonkeys.com. Everybody email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our new MySpace page. We got a MySpace. You're on there.
Yeah, I'm on there.
You're on there.
Hell yeah.
You're like
fucking
on our top
add
friends.
Me up. Hell yeah, add me up.
You're on there.
Like,
you're like number two or something.
I got on MySpace for one reason. And that was to show Fur and Garrett that in like 2 weeks' time I can get more friends than them. And I accomplished that goal.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to be his friend?
I don't know. Oh, burn.
So, also, go to iTunes and leave us a review.
A good review.
Yeah, we have 8 now.
8 reviews? Like,
but one of those is mine.
Oh.
I said, yeah, I reviewed my own show, and what?
Shit.
We're still at 3.5 stars, though.
Word? Yeah. That's not that bad. What? Well, I don't go on iTunes, so.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't take kindly to your fancy internet technologies.
Internets.
Yeah, all of your internets that you're looking at, like with your computers and your and some kinds of keyboards and whatnot. Don't take kindly.
I guess that's all.
Yeah.
I want to thank Mike Gaisel K. He's the one that does the MySpace page.
Oh, yeah?
Because I can't do all that.
Yeah.
You want to see? Oh, you already saw it, right?
Yeah, I've seen the MySpace page. Yeah.
You better have.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people who just said yes, add friend?
No, I'm pretty sure I requested to add friend, and then, like, nothing happened, and then I got a request to add the other way. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm.
Well, like we had, like, a personal page, like, but then I didn't know there was a difference between a personal page and you could do, like, a group page.
Yeah.
So now we're, like, a group.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah,
fancy.
So I'm in the top, like, 8 or whatever?
Yeah, you're like number one here. Well, I wouldn't say necessarily number one, but...
Yeah, that would be silly.
If I was number one. Number two is pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, number two.
Well, it depends on what you mean by number two.
Oh.
But that could mean you're the shit.
Yeah, which is good. I'm the shit. I'm number two, and I'm the shit.
Ooh. So let's see here. Oh. You're after fur.
After fur? Come on now. Come on. Fur?
You'll have to talk to Mike about it.
Shit. Mike, listen, fur didn't even like the show. She ain't cool. She is not cool. I hope you're listening, Fur. You're a motherfucking douchebag.
No, so I want to put a bigger... I'm going to take a picture of you tonight.
Okay.
Put a better picture than that.
Yeah, because that's kind of small. That is a small picture.
Yeah. So that's our page.
Word.
And people are listening to the show on here. I wish that counted on our website.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. See, there's 24 here.
Uh-huh.
And then if you go here for 54...
If you listen to the show on MySpace, you should go download it off the website.
So there's actually like 79.
So we can get like a real total. Like,
yeah, you should do that.
Because we don't know how many of those overlapped, you know? Mm-mm. Like some might be on MySpace and some might be on there. So if you're listening to the show, you should go to both sites. Or
yeah.
At least go to the main sites.
And all you have to do is hit... If you already... But you know what? On the Foul Monkeys page, it's only like a minute long.
Yeah.
So they need to go to the website to listen to the rest of it.
Oh.
And that's what they should do.
Yeah, well, you whores need to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, pop on my knuckles.
Oh,
all right, we gotta go.
Okay.
Say
goodbye, everybody.
Bye.